philosophies in my experience and my experiment. Hey there. So if you listened to last week's ep, you'll know that I'm not going to be posting here every week, just when I feel so inspired. And maybe that'll be more than once a week, maybe that'll be once a month, or maybe it'll be, you know, 6 months from now I'll have something to say. I don't know. I'm just going to follow the flow. But I did feel inspired to talk to you about something this morning. And I will be likely bringing more human design into my podcast because it does inform a large part of my life. I've been obsessed with it now for 4 and a bit years, been studying it myself, been doing readings for people, bringing it into my coaching work, you know, even allowing it to inform my podcast strategy stuff that I do. So it is a huge element of, yeah, like who I am and how I express myself in the world and what I'm interested in. But I've felt kind of torn because, you know, like, well, a couple of years ago, I created a season of Rocky Mike Wright where I did human design for podcasters. And that was cool, but it doesn't explore, like, I don't just want to teach the basics of human design. I want to explore it from an experiential level. And sometimes I've worried that I'm going to be talking over people's heads who don't really know human design. But I'm kind of just going to park that because I feel like this is something that is just such a big piece of my life. If I'm not talking about it, then I'm really suppressing myself, and I'm not for that. You know, I want to be able to express what's important to me, and this is my podcast and my expression in the world, and so I'll use it as I see fit. Plus, I don't think you really need to have a solid understanding of human design. It's the human experience. Like, that is what human design is about, right? Like, it's about who we are, how we were born, how we are designed to operate. And regardless of our type or our knowledge of human design, we all understand the human experience. It's what binds us all together. And so even if you don't know your design, I think, like, there'll be a little bit of shop talk and a little bit of language that may not be that accessible when I'm talking about projectors or profile lines or, you know, some of the nitty-gritty stuff. But I'm going to do my best to explain it as I kind of go through. So what has prompted me to stand behind the microphone today is the fact that this morning I woke up and I was experiencing a bit of projector bitterness. So we all have a self and a not self for our type. And for a projector, the themes are success and bitterness. And when I'm kind of coming from myself in human design terms, which is my design, when I'm coming through the definition of my chart and I'm you know, coming to life from my strategy and honoring my strategy and authority, then I am coming from self. And when I'm being conditioned by external forces, or I'm not coming from my design, but I'm moving with the, you know, design that's lit up through transits or through interaction with other people, I'm often coming from my not self. And the not self theme for a projector is bitterness, and success is the self theme. So when we're in alignment, I guess, then we're feeling feelings of success. And when we haven't really honored our strategy and authority, then we can experience bitterness. And bitterness is kind of a pretty ugly, I think we'd all agree, it's kind of an ugly emotion. Bitterness can, you know, it feels shit to be around bitterness. It feels shit to be around a frustrated generator, which is the not self theme for a generator, frustration. Feels shit to be around a disappointed reflector, and it feels shit to be around an angry manifester. Like, there is a feelings of shitness around all of our not self behavior. And I woke up, yeah, just feeling a little bit of bitterness. I felt like I had been overlooked or underappreciated. And that raises in a projector feelings of bitterness because we are here to be recognized. And that is our lifeblood for projectors. You know, we are a non-energy being, so we don't have our sacral defined, which means that we don't have consistent access to, you know, a stream of energy. And so putting the little energy that we do have into others and then having not receiving a fair exchange for that, giving of guidance is really bitter-inducing for a projector. Because, yeah, we are here to be recognised, and when we're not recognised for the effort or the impact that we've had, it can make us feel really shit and bitter. And I was experiencing that this morning, and I expressed it in some Instagram stories. And then I started thinking about all the different types and how we're actually all here. You know, like we're all little puzzle pieces that come together to create this really big matrix of humanity, right? And consciousness on the planet. But most of the time we're not coming from our design. And so a generator isn't responding, it's trying to initiate. And a manifestor is sitting back waiting for invitation. And a projector's responding when it should be waiting for recognition and invitation, right? And then you've got reflectors who are a completely different, galactic beast trying to fit into humanity when they're actually just like on another planet altogether. And if they have the freedom to just be who they are in any given moment, then, you know, their life's going to be surprising and wonderful instead of like this sense of disappointment that the reflector. So we're all like we're trying to fit into these boxes that have been created by society, and they don't fit us as individuals. You know, for a projector, we're constantly trying to keep up with the generators, and we're not here to do that. And then we're kind of branded with like selfish, lazy, blah, blah shit. I see it all the time. I see it particularly male projectors. They can be so projected upon with these stories about being lazy, or like they've got no initiative. They should be going out there to make it happen. They've got all these skills and they're just sitting there doing nothing with it. Well, because they're waiting for an invite. That's how they're designed. Give them a fucking break. Recognize their brilliance rather than judging them for the inaction. How about you let them know what you recognize in them, and you give them things to respond, or not give them things to respond to because they're not a generator. But if you're a manifestor, initiate them into things. If you're a generator, share their shit with the world, you know, like help them get more eyeballs on their stuff so that they can get invitations and opportunities. So, you know, there's just this a lot of misunderstanding about the different types. And I've been thinking this morning, what if we all came from our design? What if the generators were responding instead of holding themselves back or trying to initiate? You know, like if the generators were doing their thing instead of holding back from responding, I don't know, it just would be a pretty fucking cool place. If projectors were receiving invitations and being recognized, you know, like, wow, what a different place the world would be if projectors felt seen and appreciated and valued. They would be in success, and that's such a wonderful experience to be around a projector in success. Is a really good feeling. It's the same as being around a generator who is feeling satisfied instead of frustrated. No, there's nothing more attractive than a generator who is experiencing feelings of satisfaction. There's nothing more, you know, like a manifestor who's at peace rather than angry at the world. Like such a good energy to be around, a surprised reflector. Like we all want to be around those energies, and all we have to do in order for that to happen is come from our strategy and authority and honor each other for who we are. Give the generators things to respond to. Give the projectors invitation. Let the manifestors know the impact that they're having so that they will initiate further and inform further. Give the reflectors time and space to move through, you know, where they are right now into the next phase of who they are. It's just something I've been thinking a lot about recently. Like, if we were all working together, we could all have what we want. The projector would be guiding. The manifestor would be initiating and informing and making the shit happen, you know, igniting the match, setting things, you know, yeah, creating the spark that, you know, then goes on to like feed people and whatever else fire does. You know, like the ignition, that's what the manifestor is. They're here to ignite. And when they ignite, then they give, you know, the generator something to respond to. They're inviting the projector and they're initiating them. And then the generator's responding to things and it's getting guidance from, you know, the generator's responding to what the manifestor has started and getting, you know, building, growing, making the thing and putting their energy into things that are feeling satisfying. And they've got the projector there guiding the process and the projector's getting recognition for the work that they're putting in. The guidance that they're giving is being received and also recognized. And then you've got the reflector there overseeing the whole process and telling us how things are going. You know, they're the barometer for the health of the community. Like we all play these roles. And if we were all playing the roles correctly, we would be living in a world where people weren't bitter, twisted, angry, frustrated, disappointed. And I know, like, that's probably a utopia that wouldn't exist because I also know that sometimes, you know, like the in human design, everything is binary. There's also, you know, no aspects of human design lives in a vacuum. So there is nuance too, but there is a binary, this or that, right? So we're either in success or we're in bitterness. And I think sometimes we're just in the moment, right? And there might not be success or bitterness in that moment. We're just kind of existing. But there is that binary, success or bitterness, satisfaction or frustration, surprise or disappointment, peace or anger, you know? And maybe we do need both in healthy amounts. I don't know. I just think I just always wonder how it would be if we, more of us, knew our design and more of us were not holding ourselves back from who we are and not holding others back from who they are, but instead understanding this is me, this is how I operate in the world, and accepting that and, in fact, double downing on that rather than all this shame. You know, as a projector, I hold a lot of shame around bitterness. Because it's ugly. It feels ugly. And I've been told throughout my life, the world doesn't revolve around you. It's not all about you. You know, like if I'm bitter, then suddenly I'm this selfish, self-absorbed twat. When actually my bitterness is coming from this deep desire to guide. It's coming from this deep desire to contribute. And when that contribution isn't valued, yes, it is personal and it does feel really internal and self-absorbed, right? But it comes from this place of really wanting connection with another to contribute, to guide. And that's not selfish at all. It's actually really selfless. The experiences of selfishness that I'm experiencing are due to selflessness. And then I recognize that as a projector, it's really important to recognize myself, to recognize my contribution, to recognize my gifts instead of just kind of like this is an undefined heart kind of thing too, needing to prove that I'm valuable, needing to prove that I can guide, you know, needing to prove that I have the answers. That's where the nuance comes in, right? Because a defined heart projector is going to operate differently to an undefined heart projector. So there's like lots of nuance, but there is also binary, right? The projector is still going to experience bitterness. Maybe the things that they experience bitterness about might vary in the way they look, but at the end of the day, at the bottom underneath it is this feeling of being overlooked, underappreciated, undervalued. So Yeah, that's just some like really random thoughts on human design today from me that were inside and really needed an expression outside of myself to release some of the bitterness that I've been experiencing, because now I kind of feel like I've put it into words and what was living inside me now has an expression and a place outside of me. And now I can kind of put that bitterness to bed and move on with my day. So, rando episode from me. If this, you know, if you're a generator and you're listening to this and there's something in here that you're responding to, please let me know. Please use that response to respond to me. If you're a projector and you feel really recognized in this, let me know. If you're a manifester and something in this is sticking with you too, please inform me. Same goes for reflectors. Let me know what surprised you about this episode. All right, because I do need recognition and it's not selfish for me to want it and to seek it. It's my body is built as a vehicle seeking recognition, right? There's nothing wrong with that. And when we have the understanding of that, you know, it's like generators, how off the hook would you feel if you knew that you were here to respond and that you were here to dance with life rather than trying to control it all the fucking time? Like, isn't there like some kind of relaxation that happens in your body when you think, hang on, things are supposed to come to me? All right, that is it from me today. Until next time. Peace out. Carlos Ortiz, I'm Carly Nimmo.